CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late developments in the Middle East, where the U.S. Embassy in Israel expects that Rafah crossing on the Gaza-Egypt border to open at this hour to let humanitarian aid in and trap foreigners out. There is no confirmation yet, but a CBS News producer has seen empty trucks crossing from Gaza into Egypt. Also this, Israel urging its citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan. 2 weeks after they were taken hostage in Gaza in the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, an Illinois mother and daughter are now free. This after negotiations involving an intermediary in the Persian Gulf.
Hamas said it released the mother and her 17-year-old daughter in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. President Biden spoke to the two Americans on the phone after their release, assuring them the U.S. government will fully support them.
Saturday marks 2 weeks since the massacre that began the war. Now the question remains, when will Israeli Defense Forces launch their ground assault into Gaza to take on Hamas?
CBS's Tina Krause. Once, twice, three times, enough Republicans voted against him to keep the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee from becoming Speaker of the House. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor.
And with no speaker for more than 2 weeks now, congressional Republicans go back to square one in search of one next week. In Western Maryland, there's a major law enforcement search following the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge. CBS Baltimore's Janae Reese is in Hagerstown.
Authorities are now looking for Pedro Argote in connection to the death of the judge. Deputies say Argote did not have any prior criminal records, but they had been called to his home.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults 2 times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Albert says Argote was due in court for a divorce-related hearing Thursday, but was not present.
Some movement reported with two of Detroit's big three, but not so much with Ford as the United Auto Workers strike drags on.
The membership is the highest authority in our union. You will always have the final say. Everything we do is in service of building the strength of our membership.
UAW President Sean Fain. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way. Helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the radio. Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, also our guest host for this Friday, the 20th of October, 2023. Glad to have you along with us in hour number two of the big show. Coming up later this hour, we will get to a little talk of sports, Wisconsin taking on Illinois in college football. Of course, you can hear that game. Wisconsin Badger football streaming on the Civic Media app. Download it to your favorite Apple or Android device today. You can also hear it over the air if you're listening in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, or Racine in Kenosha. Otherwise, listen to it on the Civic Media app. Great broadcast team of Matt LePay and Mark Towser. Also, coming up this hour, going to continue to talk a little bit more about this weird behavior of 3rd District Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden suddenly taking off, leaving the country when his party, when his caucus needs him most to elect a speaker. You would think that his constituents that he represents in western Wisconsin, in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, La Crosse, Stevens Point, Richland Center, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, just to name a few, you would think that those people would want their elected congressman to be doing his job to try to get a Speaker of the House. Instead, he self-anointed himself, apparently, as some sort of envoy diplomat. It is over there in Israel. Not quite sure what his purpose is. 844-967-2789, if you'd like to join us. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Bill in Oconomowoc, you've been very patient, held to the break. We appreciate it, my friend. Bill, thanks for joining us. What say you?
On Van Orden, you know, it's just another crazy leaving the caucus of chaos. All these people, all of them, I mean, they can't even get a speaker straight. They can't do anything. They're helpless. It's time America steps up and does two things. One, demand the Department of Justice start reeling them in, start prosecuting them. They broke their oath of office. They participate in terrorist activity. Many of them, I can even name names, participated in illegal electoral college. They've all committed crimes, yet we sit here and say, oh, look, what about this? What about this? Give me a break, folks. Somebody's got to be the adult in the room. But yet we can't find that adult. So what do I propose? One, I'd be glad if somebody wants to be part of it. We have our own ethics, the Wisconsin Voters Ethics Council, and demand their resignation or to be prosecuted. How long are we going to put up with this stuff? Van Orden isn't the only one. And even what he's doing, you said, well, this doesn't make sense. What have the Republicans done that makes sense? They haven't. They just want to obstruct and take care of their donors, and that's all they do. And in their solution, everything is a tax cut. Well, I'm sorry, America doesn't want that. And when they have the gall to say the American people demand what they're doing, you've got it. That's what just tells you they're in La La Land. So yeah. Thanks for giving me a shout out.
Sure.
Or a chance to vent my spleen. But come on, America. Stop sitting on your hands.
Appreciate it, Bill. Bill LeConnell, you can join us as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, I get Bill's passion and his anger, frustration, maybe is a better word. I share a lot of that. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure what Derek Van Orden is doing is illegal or unethical necessarily. He is a sitting United States congressperson. They get a budget. They have a certain purview. I think it's really up to the voters of the 3rd District to hold him accountable next fall. From the text line, you can text us, remember, via the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Here from WMDX, a caller says, I can't help but feel like this is just a publicity stunt. Which, you know, I think that's fair. There's been a lot of also from WMDX, another caller saying there's been a lot of negative news around him lately, so he could be trying to wipe the slate clean. I think that's a good point, Luke, because again, we've seen this, you know, the guy got caught by TSA in Iowa a year or so, 2 years ago, carrying a loaded firearm, basically got a slap on the hand for that. He verbally abuses a teenager at a library in Prairie du Chien in Southwest Wisconsin because he was ticked off that they had a gay pride or LGBTQ plus display of books, went so far as to check all of them out of the library he could find. Then he admittedly was drinking alcohol, which again, members of Congress are able to do in their offices late night here, a couple months ago, and then took some people on a tour and ran into some Senate pages. The Senate was still in session. And teenage high school Senate pages from Wisconsin, it was their next to last day. And as tradition holds, they were lying on their back looking up at the dome of the Capitol in the rotunda, a spectacular sight, and taking photos to remember the occasion, as many people do. And Derek Van Orden ran into them or encountered them and went off, dropping S-bomb, S-word, and F-bombs. I mean, a complete profanity-laced verbal assault. And the thing is, he doesn't deny any of this. Everything I've just told you, I'm not using the word allegedly because he doesn't deny any of it. On the record, he simply says that he was upset by the behavior. This is not well-person behavior. And now he leaves the country on some wacky self-proclaimed mission when his constituents need the most here at Wisconsin. Come back more after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of rain, partly sunny, highs near 56. Tonight, some fog possible, otherwise mostly cloudy, and lows in the mid-30s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, mid-50s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Monday, around 57 with a chance of rain.
Currently, 46 degrees.
About an hour early, but we'll get there.
I just wanted people to know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, along with Luke Mathers today for now on Civic Media. But yes, in less than an hour.
Today for now.
Today for now. Well, you never know what tomorrow might bring. I know, right? But next hour, I am filling in and always happy to do. It's an honor, quite frankly. To fill it in.
I think it's a requirement of the title of president of the Matt Flynn fan club to guest host every now and then.
And we haven't done it. That's the thing. That's what, you know, I have not really sat down and like had a drink and really talked to Matt since we've been working together now for almost a year. But I really want to do that because he's the kind of guy that he has so much experience, Navy veteran, attorney, former two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He has the war stories. You could just sit down and have a beverage and just be thoroughly entertained, and I wouldn't have to say a word. I could just sit there and listen. That's exactly what I want to do. So we gotta work that out. We have to have some Matt and Todd time here moving forward.
Sounds nice.
Right? You can join us if you want.
It wouldn't be Matt and Todd time then, though.
Time and Luke time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just something different then. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, join us at 3 o'clock hour. Taking your calls, taking you to the front lines of history, as Matt would say, on Matt Flynn Direct coming up at 3 o'clock. We will tell you what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. Hakeem Jeffries is still the Democratic leader. He is still getting all the Democratic votes. That is not the same for Jim Jordan, who continued to lose votes on a third round on the floor, only got 194. Then they went to a closed caucus, and in secret ballot, it is reported that Jordan lost 112 to 86, only had 86 votes in a closed caucus, and now reports are Jim Jordan has said he is out. He is not going to run again.
How long is that going to last, though? Because he said yesterday that he was not going to run for a third ballot, and then we had a third ballot this morning.
See, you're too young. You're too young as an old guy now. You know, I remember the 1992 election. And in 1992, you had Ross Perot, of course, you know, on Larry King Live, he announced, and then he was in. He was out. And, you know, there was a great Saturday Night Live sketch with Dana Carvey playing both roles of Larry King and Ross Perot.
Interesting. And yeah, I'll have to go look it up.
Oh, it's fantastic. And you know, and the fact is, it really wasn't that much off the actual thing. It was pretty true what actually happened on the show. And Ross Perot was like, Larry, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. And then King would go out, Larry, I'm back in. I'm back. And that's pretty much what's happening right now in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that sums it up perfectly.
So this is a little data, and this shows you how quickly things are moving. This is from yesterday afternoon, this clip we're going to play for you, I believe from CNN. This was some of the Republican reaction from the House GOP membership reacting to Jim Jordan's latest plan, which happened today, which was to forge ahead with a third vote. So these comments came after yesterday's number two vote, in which Jordan lost again, and we're being told that Jordan wanted to do yet a third vote. These were the reactions from Republicans on the Hill yesterday.
The new idea right now, I'm told, is that Jim Jordan is going to get behind this resolution to temporarily empower interim Speaker Patrick McHenry until January. Right now, he can only oversee floor votes related to the Speaker's race. He cannot move legislation. And Jordan thinks that this will give him more time to really build support for his speakership bid. But there are a lot of risks to this plan. First of all, it is very unclear that that's going to win over any holdouts. I talked to one of them, Mario Diaz-Balart. He said this does nothing to change his mind about a Jim Jordan speakership. And then the other risk for Jordan is that this is already sparking fierce pushback from members of his own party, conservative members who had been backing him for speaker. They say they do not like the plan of empowering Speaker McHenry. I caught up with some of them earlier today. Let's take a listen to what they said.
It's absurd. It's the biggest FU to Republican voters I've ever seen. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake.
How many Republicans?
And over half the Republicans in that room are against it.
I don't think it's the right way. The speaker drama is not going to go away with extra time.
I don't know why this is happening, so I'm very disappointed.
Oh, hell no. No, no, no. Hades, no. We're elected to leave, not kick the can down the road.
So I'm sorry, no. I forgot. Man, that should have been edited on the front end. We got a little analysis there from the CNN reporter. That's fine. But the point is that that was the reaction from Republicans. Yeah, and these are not, you know, weak in terms of like conservatives saying, oh, you're a rhino. These are standard bearer conservatives, many of them Trump supporting Republicans, who are just like, hell no. No, we're not
Hades now.
Hades no.
I don't know if I've ever heard that term before.
Never have either, no. But they're like, we are not going down this road. And that was less than 24 hours ago. And here today, apparently Jordan decided not to pursue the vacating. So what happened was on the internet early this morning, it was circulating. There was a snapshot from the Associated Press of a resolution to vacate the chair, in other words, to get rid of Speaker Pro Tem McHenry. And people are like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Well, apparently, according to parliamentarians, you would have to vacate the chair in order to further empower McHenry as the permanent, or whatever you want to call it, speaker. So there's a lot of, you know, parliamentarian, you know, inside baseball stuff going on. But I think that clip shows you that even from, I hate to call them mainstream Republicans, but they call themselves that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of those people.
Right. They're just like, no, this is done. This is over. And yet they forged ahead. Jordan lost by even bigger margin. And now even in closed caucus. Meanwhile, here's what Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, said about 8 o'clock our time this morning in the gaggle to the press.
To end Social Security as we know it. He wants to end Medicare as we know it. Doesn't believe that President Biden was elected in 2020. That's disrespectful to the American people. Jim Jordan wants to impose a nationwide abortion ban, and he is the poster child for MAGA extremism. We are saying to our traditional Republican colleagues, good men and women on the other side of the aisle, end the attachment to the extremist Jim Jordan and join with Democrats in finding a bipartisan path forward.
I mean, that's leadership, Luke. That's a guy who like has his act together, is confident in his own abilities, calls out facts on the other side saying, look, and again, this is before this third vote on Jim Jordan, saying, look, this guy is the guy who is, they literally in their nominating speeches. And Kevin McCarthy gave today's, by the way, not making that up. Kevin McCarthy gave the nominating speech for the third vote for Jim Jordan. And again, they pointed out that cutting Social Security and Medicare was part of the agenda. And Hakeem Jeffries like, look, this does not square up with most of the American people. And why don't you come over, at least some, you know, thoughtful Republicans and join us? But I mean, the guy's steady. I think he's fantastic.
I don't disagree with that. I just don't know if that's... everybody keeps floating this coalition government as a possibility out of this, and I don't see that happening.
I think it's very a slim, slim chance.
I think it would be great. I just... We're not living in an episode of the West Wing, folks. Like, it's not like one of those things where the symphony is going to play in the background and it's all kumbaya into the sunset. Like, this is... I don't know.
Well, and people have pointed this out. Even if this fantasy of 5, 6, 7 Republicans would cross over and somehow make Hakeem Jeffries the technical speaker, he still couldn't get anything done without those Republicans joining all the Democrats on the vote. So how much he could actually get done in the House, you know, I mean, Republicans would still control the agenda just because if they stuck together, just because they have more votes. So you and you and I both well know well that any Republican, sitting Republican that would cross over and vote for Jim Jordan for speaker right now, you're done. You're toast. You'll get primaried in your district. So you have to say, look, I'm okay with losing my seat.
I don't know about that because there are, correct me if I'm wrong, Wisconsin has two Republican Biden districts that are represented by Republican members of Congress, right?
In Wisconsin, I'm not sure if they're necessarily
the new districts drawn for the first and the third. I believe the Stiles seat and Van Orden seat.
I don't know if Biden won those or not. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I would have to see because they were drawn after the 2020 election. So, but I would assume that those two are the closest swing districts that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. And you would think that a then decision for those two current members of Congress, Brian Stile in Janesville, Kenosha area, and Derek Van Orden in the western portion of Wisconsin, that they would be two of the Republican congressmen that are considering the fact that they are in a more competitive district and therefore shouldn't be voting for Jim Jordan as Jeffries pointed out, pretty extreme candidate to be the Speaker of the House. But they're clearly not doing that. All of the Republican delegation for Wisconsin backed Jim Jordan in all three of the votes. Yeah. I'd be interested to know if the individuals here that represent Wisconsin in that closed caucus meeting that Republicans held today, where you see 86 Republican, I would like to know where Wisconsin's Republican congressmen come down on that vote. But it's a secret ballot, right, Todd, and we don't get to know the results of that one. But don't you think Wisconsinites should get to know?
Well, of course.
Shouldn't there be some pressure applied to six Republican congressmen here in Wisconsin that voted publicly, possibly, for Jim Jordan? They all did. They all voted publicly. Van Orden, I guess, missed the third ballot this morning.
In Israel.
But everybody, I would be curious to know where that delegation, those six individuals, voted in the secret ballot.
I bet they'd all tell you they voted for Jim Jordan.
Publicly, that's what they're saying, but I don't know if their secret ballots represent that, Todd.
It reminds me of when my former boss, Dale Schultz, ran for majority leader in 2004. And of course, Fitzgerald, it was all lined up because his brother was the assembly speaker. Fitz's brother is going to be the brother's Fitz in control of the legislature. And so Fitz thought he had it in the bag. Well, Dale had run against Ron Kind in the 3rd District that year, and had been all over the state. Of course, Kind beat him, but Dale did well, and it allowed him to kind of network with his caucus. And so Dale worked the phones quietly and just said, you know, I appreciate the consideration. Here's why I'm running. And we went into that caucus and voted, and Dale won by one vote. And Fitz and his team were shocked and stunned. And the press went to everybody and asked them who you voted for, and everybody and it came up in the public that Fitz had one more vote than Dale, so the question was who was lying, and it turned out Mary Lozick, from over by Milwaukee, she had told both Dale and Fitz that she had voted for them and told the press that she had voted for Fitz, but she voted for Dale.
I'm just saying, secret ballots are secret for a reason, but I think Wisconsinites should know. Yes. If I was a Republican voter, I would want to know my congressman, if they're making one decision in private and one publicly, why they're making those differences and why it doesn't match between the two.
The mysteries of life, we shall never know, perhaps. We're going to come back. Top new teams for Milwaukee soccer team. We'll tell you what they are. Do you agree? And the Wisconsin Badgers play on the road in Illinois. Luke and I will discuss. Take your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network on the Matt Flynn Network.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
CBS News Brief. The first aid trucks have crossed from Egypt into Gaza. Tamara Arfai is with the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinians.
We are hearing about a number of trucks going in. This is great, but this is a drop in an ocean of needs.
Americans Judith and Natalie Renan have been released by Hamas. The mother and daughter from Evanston, Illinois, were visiting Israel when they were taken hostage, along with hundreds more. Yuri Anand spoke to reporters.
I spoke earlier with President Biden. I thank him for his concern, for his helping with the release of them. And he was very, very nice.
House Republicans have dropped Representative Jim Jordan for Speaker after he failed to win a majority three times. Now what?
Our plan this weekend is to get a Speaker elected to the House of Representatives as soon as possible so we can help the American people. Last one.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap. That there ought to be a sign that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. And I'm sure you would agree, what could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day.
The Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33, October 20th, 2023. Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, in for Mr. Zommers.
Yeah. Getting a little help from Stevie Wonder to sing Mr. Todd Alba, a happy birthday. One day early, but a happy birthday, Todd.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. you know, time marches on. And
you were going to let this one sneak by. And I said, was. No.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't going to say, because my birthday is tomorrow. And so
you're like, I lucked out. Yeah, it's a exactly. Saturday. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. No, sirree.
And then we had another thing that we got to invite you and the whole staff. And I said, well, I can't go this weekend. And you're like, oh, what's going on? I said, well, it's my birthday. And so I'm doing a couple other things, I think.
You said it at a much lower decibel level than that, though. You were kind of just like, oh, yeah, I can't go because it's my birthday. And I was like, what was that? What was that? And I, too, see, this is the fun thing about birthdays. Yes. I don't like mine. Like, I'm not a big birthday.
See, you're still young.
I understand that, but I don't like my, it's like an attention thing. I just don't like my, like, I don't like the attention on me. I like celebrating other people's birthdays. So that's a lot of fun. But to me, I'm kind of just like, yeah, it's just another day. And I have successfully, some years gone, with very few people besides, like, the Facebook stuff, because that becomes the catalog keeper of birthdays now. But I've been kind of, you know, just casually able to go about it and not have to have a whole lot of hoopla. But then like me, tried to not get a whole lot of hoopla, and I was like, oh, we're going to give Todd a little hoopla on his show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I nothing wrong with it. I don't, you know, I enjoy a good party, but I just always feel uncomfortable when it's me.
Exactly.
You know? And so.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
And so I don't mind celebrating my birthday, but like you, I would rather be with family or friends and do something and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Understandable.
We'll have more of that in our final segment here, kind of what we're thankful for and talk. Yes, I don't care. I'll tell people I'm 54 tomorrow. 54.
There you go. You don't look a day over 53.
Well, thank you.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so very much. Right there. I had to do it. I apologize.
Says the man with all his hair yet. Just wait.
No,
just wait.
See, I don't want to be mean because it's going to come back and get me. I know.
Well, we appreciate it. It's. I don't mind. I've told people the worst birthday for me was 25 because I got to that and I thought, at best, I have 3 more rounds of this left. And the first 25 went just like that. And honestly, that was my worst birthday so far.
Really?
25.
25.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So I got over that. Now it's just kind of like, I'm thankful to be here.
There you go.
So more on that later. Thank you, Luke Mathers. We appreciate it. I want to change gears a little bit. I want to get into some sports stuff. But again, we'll have more news for you in the next hour with Matt Flynn Direct.